Right. So what I thought I would do today is give you an update of where we have been for the last couple of days and what events we've had. I've also got in the room with me Steve Nelson, president of Farm Bureau, and he will talk as well. Also in the room are Brenda Hicks Sorensen and Greg Ibaugh. They're not going to have any prepared remarks, but if you have any questions specifically for them, when we get into the Q&A part of this, please feel free to ask them. So the last couple of days have been great. I will first start by complimenting the U.S. mission to the EU here in Brussels. They have done a wonderful job. In fact, we just got back from dinner at Ambassador Gardner's house. He and his team just really did a nice job of making sure that we got the right meetings. We were able to set us up with a lot of different folks, and I really can't say enough about how much effort and work they went to make sure that this was a successful trip for us. We started out Thursday morning meeting with the European Union, and specifically the gentleman in charge of the food safety program, a gentleman by the name of Arunas Vikunas, who is the head of the staff for the commission, the commissioner there. And we basically were discussing what the priorities for us were with regard to, you know, our top priorities around beef quota, which he doesn't deal directly with, but we certainly wanted to make him aware of, hormones, and then, of course, the issue of biotechnology and innovation and making sure they get approved in a timely manner and that our products can be imported into the EU. Then we went over to the mission and had a briefing from the mission people, political, economic, FDA, Treasury, Homeland Security. They all gave us an overview of what was going on with regard to the EU. And then our next meeting was with Kopacajeka, which is a farm cooperative. And again, just discussing. And one of the things I got to say that has been great throughout these meetings is really finding that there's a lot of consensus around using the science to make decisions in the EU. I think because of what is going on in the general public and with that's not always easy, but they're very keen on the idea of using science to make these decisions about how we actually process this. We had a lunch with Kopacajeka and different European meat importers as well, again, with the idea of trying to establish relationships with the folks here in the EU and make sure that we can make those connections for our people in the delegation. Then on Friday morning, we left and met with the Commissioner of Agriculture, Phil Hogan, and he's a gentleman from Ireland, and again, we had a very, very nice conversation. He was very forthcoming. Got a chance to talk about a lot of our issues. One of the things we've been trying to do is really dispel the notion in the EU that there's somehow this monolith block of American agriculture and really bring home the points about how what we do in the United States is really a family business, that 98% of our farmers and ranchers are family-owned, and that, you know, they're the original conservationists because they wanted to pass along the family farm or ranch to the next generation. So I think it's one of the key points we've been trying to make to everybody, along with our specific issues with regard to the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. And also just making sure they knew how important that would be for Nebraska to make sure that we get this trade agreement negotiated. So that was actually a very fruitful meeting that we had with the commissioner there. And I really think that we were able to get some candid conversation with him and also able to get our points of view across as well with regard to what we were looking for. Then we had a bioscience roundtable with a variety of different folks, similar to what we did in Italy, where we had had some presentations. I introduced the group, and then Greg Ibaugh talked, and then Brenda Hicks Sorensen talked, highlighting the points in Nebraska. Dan Duncan talked about the Innovation Campus, and just highlighting Nebraska to these folks and making sure that they knew that we were somebody who was going to be was going to help them be successful in, starting up their businesses. And then today for lunch, we had a lunch with food and feed chain representatives. So again, just trying to establish those relationships. People like the attendant from the Food Europe, Food and Drink Europe, and these are trade associations, which is one of the ways that we found that most Europeans do business is not advocating for policy through individual companies, but rather through associations. And then, again, we had a lot of very fruitful conversations there. And then finally, we had a dinner tonight at Ambassador Gardner's residence, and again, invited a lot of people from the same organizations just to have a more social interaction and be able to talk there. So again, trying to create some of those relationships. I just also know that we have a vote on TPA today. Again, as we're here talking about trade, disappointed that we didn't get all that we needed to get TPA passed. Certainly, I had a conversation with Congressman Thornberry today and know that he was working very hard to try and make some improvements to that bill, and appreciate his work and all the other folks who are trying to get this passed. Again, trade is one of the reasons why we're in Brussels. It's an important thing for us to be able to expand our markets in Nebraska, to be able to create more and better paying jobs, be able to expand our economy. And so it's important that we have these trade agreements, and especially getting TPA done as well. In addition, I just want to compliment again the EU Commission staff. Jim Higginson was one of the people that he's the minister counselor, and he and his team did a great job. So I really thought it was a very, very useful trip here for us to gather information and be able to get our points of view across. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Steve Nelson and ask him to make a few comments.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon, everyone. I would certainly start out by saying that I agree with everything that the governor said about the importance of the trip and the reasons for Nebraskans to be in Europe at this time. A couple of things that I would just continue to or would highlight again, this whole discussion related to science or the importance of science, I think, is very important, and we continue to hear that from the counterparts here in Brussels, that's an important piece of it. But the people here, the general public here, there's a struggle we have in the U.S. related to how the general public thinks about some of the things that some of the issues that there are related to GMOs and those kinds of things. One of the things that we've heard, and the governor mentioned this as well, and I know as I've watched a little bit of the news on the television here, that it's amazed me how the perception that there is farmers and ranchers in Nebraska and in the U.S. are mega factory farms. And so we've worked really hard to talk about how the over 90% of the farmers and ranchers in Nebraska are family farms, and I think everyone on this trip are family farms. 98%, I believe, is the number. And so that's a message that we think is important to tell and has been well received. I think just a couple things, and then I'll wrap up. First of all, another thing that I think we've understood well is that the Trade Promotion Authority and the trade agreements are extremely important, both for those of us from the United States and Nebraska, and for people in the European Union. And so it's important, I think, that we continue to work on those. And as the governor said, there's still work to do, a little work to do related to TPA, but some steps in the right direction today. I think that the last thing that I would say, I guess, is that within our discussions here, and we've had really good discussions, but there's a number of details that are difficult, and I think it points out how hard this is to put together trade agreements and to do trade. And if you're not there, you're really not a player. And so I think it's extremely important for the governor to lead trips like this to not only to just promote Nebraska agricultural products, but promote all of Nebraska and really what all of us do in farming and ranching. And so I appreciate that very much. I think that's very important. And I think, these are certainly the things that we need to be doing. So I'll pass the phone back to the governor. Thank you.
All right, folks. Thank you very much. Again, we'll go ahead now and open up to questions and answers.
Governor Ricketts, Brent Martin with Nebraska Radio Network. You mentioned last time we talked to you from Europe about these non-tariff trade barriers. You talked about describing how Nebraskans take care of their animals and the land and the use of good science. What are some of these non-tariff trade barriers that you have encountered talking to EU countries?
So So, for instance, one of the things that we've been talking to the EU about is the beef quota and how that limits what we can export into the EU. And certainly, again, when we're talking to customers like Inalco, that's one of their concerns, to make sure that they have a safe supply of Nebraskan beef. So that's certainly one of the things that, you know, we're going to, you know, be looking at. The second thing that's kind of related to that is the hormone-treated beef, the non-hormone-treated beef, and how that all plays out. Now, certainly we have Nebraska producers who are using the rules that have been set up in our country to be able to export to the EU, but it also requires a lot of paperwork that goes along with that, and so making that process as easily as possible and really just kind of finding out what the possibility is to be able to get beyond that. And then finally, when we're talking about biotechnology and innovation and research, specifically with regard to GMOs and getting those approved for import into the EU, is another one of those areas that, again, it's a barrier to our products coming in. It's not a tariff-related issue. It's more of a science-related issue. And this is where, again, we were heartened to hear that the EU Commission was interested in using, you know, good science to be able to make those decisions.
What perceptions have you found from those about Nebraska agriculture, American agriculture, from those that you've talked about?
Well, I think one of the things that we mentioned before is just trying to get past the perception that somehow these are large corporate farming institutions. And one of the things I think, again, this is why we do these trade missions, is to gather information. When we were talking with the folks in the EU, one of the big differences is scale. That, you know, we're looking at, you know, farms that are much smaller here in the EU than what we have in America. In fact, when we met with Colts Ready, they said the average size of their farms was something like 8 hectares, I think, which I mentioned in the last call. So these are much smaller farms. And so we're trying to get past that perception, you know, we're corporate farms. We are still family farms as well, which is one of the areas that we actually have common ground with the farmers in the EU. Food safety is another misperception in the U.S. We're trying to get by. And again, that's why we want to emphasize what a great job our farmers and ranchers do. You know, there's a perception that we're not as strict as they are. And frankly, again, that's just a communication issue that is just not accurate. So those are a couple of the issues and misperceptions, you know, we're trying to get beyond.
This is Ken Rogers with AgView. Governor and possibly President Nelson, if you guys could comment on what happened in trade promotion of the House, but trade adjustment did not, so that means that EPA is basically dead. That has a huge impact for Nebraska.
Right. Well, I think, as we mentioned both in our prepared remarks, that we were disappointed with the way it turned out and demonstrates we still got more work to do. And one of the reasons why we're in Europe right now is because we know that expanding trade would be good for all Nebraskans and in particular Nebraska agriculture. And so we think we have more work to do here. Obviously, it would have been better if we could have passed both of those, but we need to get the TPA passed to be able to make sure that we can open up those trade opportunities. Steve, I'll turn it over to you, too.
Yes, Ken, thanks for your question. As the governor said, it's disappointing. We've gotten kind of used to this, unfortunately, with Congress not always passing things right when we think that they should, but if you think back to the Senate, the action in the Senate, it sort of passed the first time, but they had to come back and finish it. What we're picking up from our people in Washington is that there's a good chance that another vote will be scheduled fairly soon to address the issue, and so it would be our hope that it would be taken care of at that point, and that Trade Promotion Authority can be moved to the president's desk for his signature. If I didn't say this before, and I might have, but again, it's just been a key part of the discussions that we've had here, that it's important that we get past Trade Promotion Authority so we can start to wrap up TTIP. And so I think this is very important, and I know from our perspective, we'll continue to work to make sure that we can get this passed. I think that's something that we need to do.
Thank you.
Great. another question?
Yeah, Governor, this is Cindy Zimmerman with Ag Wired. And I unfortunately did not get on your last call, but that was one of the reasons. I have actually two questions. One is a look back, one is a look forward. And the look back is if I could get you to comment on your visit to Expo Milano and the New Holland exhibit there. And also, if you look forward, I know you've been talking a lot about biofuels over there, and you're actually, when you go to Denmark, going to visit with Novozymes. So if you could just tell me about those two things, in particular your emphasis on biofuels and ethanol while you're in Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So when we went to the expo, we met with a variety of companies. In fact, Coldiretti, which is that farmers cooperative, hosted us for lunch there. We also wanted to stop by Case New Holland to say thank you very much for their investment in the state of Nebraska and let them know we very much appreciate it. They're a great corporate partner to our. CNH Industries has been a great leader in the Career Pathways Institute and also in the Dream to Do It program. And so they've been just a great corporate partner in Nebraska. And so we wanted just to let them know that we appreciate their work and let them know also that if they were looking to need any help expanding in Nebraska, we were certainly going to be there for them. And then we also took the opportunity to stop by the U.S. Pavilion to be able to say hi to the folks there that are helping represent Nebraska. And then also we met with Enel, which is an energy company. And they used to be the sole provider of energy in Italy. They've now diversified. We talked a little about bioenergy. And then, again, just in our meetings today, we met with different folks, the Belgian Biodiesel Board, one of the consultants and one of the members there from that. And a variety of other bio companies, including Novozymes, was in our presentation today in our bioscience roundtable. And again, just talking to them about what are the, kind of the shared concerns that we have, shared goals that we have. Again, really just trying to make those connections and relationships for the folks. We had two folks, from Nebraska that are in the ethanol industry. And, had Paul Kenny from Kappa and Dwayne Christensen from Chief. And so just making those connections and opening up those conversations is part of the goals for that. When we go on to Denmark next week, what we're going to do is sit down and talk with Novozyme. As you know, Novozyme has a facility that they co-locate with Cargill and Blair, and we're going to be talking to them about what are they looking for when they're thinking about their expansion plans and how can we help the decision to expand in Nebraska. And so, again, this is about going to somebody who is, again, one of our good already, if you want to think about it that way, because they've already made the investment in Nebraska, and looking to see if there's an opportunity for them to increase that investment, hire more Nebraskans, and further the relationship. And that's really, again, what this whole trip is about, is developing and expanding upon relationships. That's how we build business, and that's why we're here. And I will say that we just, the people who helped us out, the folks from DED and the Department of Agriculture, the people of the EU mission here, all have just been, the consulate in Italy, have all just been fantastic to work with.
Well, Governor, if I could follow up, the ethanol industry has an issue with the European Union on their tariff on ethanol, that specifically for U.S. ethanol. If you have a couple of ethanol producers there, have you discussed that issue at all? Because ethanol exports are getting to be a pretty important aspect of our economy over here as for ethanol producers.
Yeah, absolutely. As the number two ethanol producer in the country, we have a big interest in seeing what we can do with ethanol as one of the concerns in the ethanol industry is being able to export it. And so that was part of our conversation today to really find out what would be the opportunity and potential to be able to do that. From the standpoint of the European Union, their concern is about sustainability. They consider producing ethanol from corn to be kind of a first-degree solution, and they're saying they'd like to see more second- and third-degree solutions. As of yet, those are somewhat undefined, so we've certainly got some challenges there. But again, we're just starting the conversation with some of these folks with regard to how we can expand that, and that is the goal, is to be able to, at some point down the road, to be able to export our ethanol into the European Union. All right, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all being on here on the afternoon, and look forward to being able to catch up with you when we finish up the mission on Monday and come back to the United States on Tuesday. And until then, I hope you all have a great weekend.